What is the practical use of abstract philosophy when the world is facing so many practical problems? Answer. The practical problems that the world is facing are due to fundamental ignorance. The philosophy in the Vedic scriptures is meant to remove that ignorance. There are statements like Satyam Jnanam Anantam, which tell us the nature of the soul, and God is so great. Now, if I say there is a treasure in your backyard, then there is an implicit action associated with it, which need not be mentioned. What is it? Go and take that action. Similarly, the abstract philosophy in scriptures about the glory of God that He is all opulent, and He has all the qualities that we look for in people. This is the knowledge of the greatest treasure that is available for any person in all of existence, and what is implied in the knowledge of the Supreme Lord is that we should know Him and we should love Him and enrich oneself. The practicality of abstract philosophy is in itself, and it becomes practical for us when we see the people who are applying it and are devoted to God. All of us, because we are conscious beings, we have to be attracted to someone or something. Much of what we call the practical problems of the world is because we are too attracted to the material world. For example, poverty is not because of lack of resources, but mismanagement of resources. Much of that mismanagement is intentional. The greedy people are so attracted to wealth that they hoard grains and create inflation. Even if we argue that starvation is caused by natural calamities, but they again are a consequence of the past misdeeds which we did because we weren't attracted to God. All the problems in the world originate from ignorance. What is the ultimate object of desire for us? The philosophy of Vedic literature reveals that object to us. And naturally, when we understand that absolute truth through the devotees devoted to that absolute truth, then when we see that they could have got whatever they wanted in the material world, yet they are pursuing something higher. That makes us attracted to the all-attractive God. The more we get attracted to God, the more we will be satisfied and lesser will we chase the material pleasures which put us in a competitive struggle and deplete the finite resources of the world, leaving many others without it. Most of the practical problems of the world are caused by our disproportionate desires for those objects, and this is because we think that these objects are the goal of our desires. We don't know God. All the abstract philosophy is to make us realize the treasure within us. We just have to tune our consciousness to tap that pleasure, by which we will become the channels for solving the world's problems.